All right. Hi, guys. So I have the beautiful Janine with me today. Janine has been a mentor of mine and yeah, pretty important person in my journey with sexuality, the temples, all the fun things. And yeah, she's been kind enough to join me today to chat about her understanding of the temples and her pathway of opening to this mystery and magic. So yeah, welcome, Janine. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, it's always a joy to be in a space with you, Victoria.
Thank you. I'd love you to share. I actually don't know this part of your story, so I'm actually curious to know how did the temples kind of awaken inside of you and become such a big part of your life?
Yeah, it's almost like this part of my path. It almost like it just came for me. It wasn't like I kind of was like, oh, now I want to explore temples, or now I want to, you know, go into that place. It's almost like it came for me. And part of it was, you know, through, you know, facilitate spiritual, sexual, shamanic spaces. And it was interesting watching the field evolve from in the early days, more of a play party vibe into something dropping in deeper than that. And then moving from places where we kind of have week-long experiences where people come together and get the experience of a larger space and reference points than they could necessarily in their own world, to moving into a place where, okay, how do these temples now land into community and a lived life, and what does that look like, and how does that start to emerge? So it felt like that was the natural next step, really. So just really following, I guess, the flow of life is how I ended up being involved in temples.
Totally. I actually have that experience. I'm like, nobody chooses the temple. Like, the temple chooses you, and I think it just starts to move through. And I almost feel like in my experience, it was like, you know, I started running self-pleasure circles, and then I was like, oh, this isn't even about masturbation. You know, this isn't even about, you know, sexuality. It's like something else is occurring. And I think that's probably like the magic of that part, isn't it? Like you said, it's like, how does it morph, you know, from being sort of what something that seems like a play party, it seems like people are having sexual experiences, to something else is occurring, and there's sort of an alchemy that seems to just magically start to work its way through the field. And I feel like, yeah, some of the experience that I've some of the experiences I've had with you have been the most profound ones of those, when I've been like, oh, like this is like it just keeps going. It almost like the energy of the room just keeps traveling, and it's like the energy of the room feels like it's moving more than the people in it. That's like how I've experienced it when I've been supporting you in these spaces. And I think that there, it almost feels as if for me, like your nervous system is it's like holding something that is invisible. That's how I experience it. And I remember on the training that we just did a few months ago, and we finished the week long, and you came into the middle of the circle, and I was just bawling my eyes out. I was just like, so much tears of like gratitude, and it was just like a massive opening for me, because I had this feeling of whatever you'd been holding that whole week, which was invisible, it felt like it just all landed in my system, like all this sort of information that was unspoken, and transmission and experience just sort of came, it sort of just settled into my being, like I just received a gift, and it just went, you know, just like landed like into my body. And it was so powerful and wild. I've never really experienced anything quite like that. And I think that sometimes when I speak about the temple, it's like it's hard to know whether it's a verb or a noun, or like, you know, like where it fits inside of a sentence, because it feels like it's so many things. So I guess that I'm curious of like whether you like, I mean, I know that you do this, but you know, how do you know when it's, I don't know if the question is, how do you know when it's landing for others, or how do you bring everybody into that sort of nervous system that I sort of experience when I'm working with you?
Yeah, it's interesting because I don't know if I have a clear answer around that.
Yeah.
But I think there's something about, I guess for me, the way I see it, it's creating a group field, and people vibrate or resonate with whatever the call out is that brings people into that group field. And then where the magic opens is when that group field starts moving as like an interconnected being of its own. And so as it does that, then more can come through that space than could from an individual or a group of people getting together in some other context. There's something about the intention and the setting up the group field and opening that portal that then allows the magic to happen. And it's almost like sometimes it comes through this person or that person or whatever, but whatever's moving is actually coming through the whole organism. And then it's like what you were saying at the end, like as we're completing a container, because you've had that experience of being in that expanded organism beyond yourself, the integration is bringing that back in, I guess, to your integration, into your own being in those week-long kind of experiences. But I think the bigger picture for the temple is just to be starting to, which is starting to happen now, is starting to land them geographically, actually, onto actual pieces of land and working with the earth and working with the land and supporting the activation of that space, including the earth, where we're creating these acupuncture points where people are living this and creating spaces. Like, you know, there's a lot going on in the world right now, and I see there's a huge shift going on in humanity and the way we've been operating as a collective is changing and needs to change. And these acupuncture points are portals where things can come in that we don't know yet. You know, we can see that, a lot of us can see that there's things that aren't working and things that need to change, but what's the answer? It's not going to come from the mind, and it's not going to come from the personality, and it's not going to get from people getting together and coming up with ideas. That's not where it comes from, because that's just regurgitating what's already known. But when we go into these spaces and create these group fields, we're opening to something larger coming in through consciousness, up through the earth, to the cosmos, that's bigger than us. And we can start accessing those new codes that are going to support this, what's on the other side of this, what I call a global death initiation that we're on at the moment.
Totally. It's like making me tearful, even as you're sharing this. It's like so much moving in this feeling of this piece, because I feel like all you're speaking to is this, one of the things I love the most about the temples is like, it's like ancient wisdom, but there's also this experience of it feeling like so cutting edge and so like a way that we haven't explored, you know, when we think about like all the things that are going on in the world and the exploration of it through the temples. It's like, oh, this is something beyond the ideas, like you say, like beyond the thoughts of we're going to be able to fix this by talking about it and and making it move. And I've had this fascination with sexuality, especially for a very long time, of like the magic and the potency of how we can create change. And I, you know, as you were talking about opening the portals, like I get this experience of, it's almost like a feeling starts to open up in my body, and it feels like that vibration of like ancient and also like so new. Because it's almost like, well, the world has never been in the experience that we're having in this moment and in this time. And also it's like everything that has come before it that's informed is almost met inside of the, you know, when the temple is opened. It's like, yeah, it's like both those experiences are coming together in a, it's like another realm or something opens up inside of that.
And that is, I guess
in my heart, I feel like that's actually what's going to change the way that the, you know, that we're learning and being. And yes, it's almost like a, this is an interesting podcast. My words are coming out very well because it's such a strong feeling that I'm wanting to communicate. But it's a, I guess I just feel like a massive amount of shift could happen in the world. And I've been playing with, like, in my mind, I'm like, well, does this mean that, like, more people need to come into this way of being and living? Or is it like a group of people that are doing this that then impacts and ripples out to help the rest of the world, what the world is doing, you know? Because I don't feel like every single human being on the earth needs to come and experience the temple and experience their sexuality in this way. And something I've actually noticed is that the majority of the world experiences sex in a very small box of reality, like a, what I say, like there's not so many possibilities in the way that sex can move. And then I see, like, the way that I see sexuality can move inside of the temple spaces and the people that are called into this resonance. And there's something, there's like so many ways that sexuality can move. And it sort of goes beyond these ideas of like, okay, man meets wife and wife comes and they come together to make the children. That's the purpose of sex. And it's like something more is expanding. It's like a complexity that's opening, I guess. So maybe the question is, I'm getting there, is this piece around, do you think that, you know, this is for everybody, or do you think that this is something that people, only a small subsection of the world is going to start to open to?
Yeah, beautiful. Actually, there's quite a few things that have just arisen from what you shared there. And one of the things is, I think the people, you know, that are really working with the sexual piece and opening into spaces is, it's really, it's way beyond rubbing genitals together, as you know, and it's more about accessing Eros as life force and freeing that energy up as creative energy in the world. And these spaces are, people that are doing intense work in these spaces are, you know, really going through that thick, crusty, repressed layer to allow that to open. So I don't necessarily think everybody is going to be doing that same thing, but I do think that, you know, I really do think that there's a critical mass point, that when there's enough acupuncture points around the globe, that, and enough people, that there ends up being just a shift in consciousness. And you can see that in other areas as well, where a certain amount of people reach something and suddenly just the collective shifts. So I think that's part of it. And also that the temples are not just about sex and Eros. Like that's one component of the temples as I see it. It's the temples are a place to be integrating that piece and opening that energy as part of what's being the potential of what's happening in the temples, but it's also integrating the spiritual and the shamanic and the earth, the cosmos, the soul. I mean, the big picture of what I see is happening is we're really moving into a place where rather than we're kind of more in our personal selves having some connection with the soul or spirit, that we actually start to be able to hold a more stable point as a soul that can then move, come through our personality and through our personal selves. And that's a game changer. That's a game changer, because a lot of the struggles and things that are going on at the moment are a lot of personalities arguing and in survival and in self-interest that clearly is not sustainable here in the world. We can't, it's clearly not sustainable to be working in a model where consuming more and more and more and more and more is what's being pursued. Even economic growth, you know, like I don't see that as it's not sustainable. And that doesn't mean there can't be an abundant life. It doesn't mean that at all. I think that's part of the abundance of this Garden of Eden of earth that we've been born into. It just means we need to shift the way we're currently working with resources and consumption and self-interest and greed. And the temples are a place to start freeing up the energy and start creating those interconnected webs and networks and creating these portals for something else to come through.
Yeah. And I think that it's going to take something like that, isn't it? Because it's like, if you try to tell somebody that inside of a, you know, somebody, if we, you know, I mean, if you'd have tried to tell me that, you know, a few years ago when I was really like pushing for, you know, like, I want to make something of myself in the world. I want to, you know, have a successful business. It's almost like there's a sense of like the idea won't land cognitively because there's so much that's sort of in the world that's showing something else and showing that that's what's important. So, but, you know, I think perhaps you're right with this kind of global death experience is like the breakdown of all these things is what's going to create a space for people to go, oh, there's something else. Because I do feel it's actually some of the potency I feel inside of your magic and the temple that you're sort of holding is the beautiful, it's not quiet, but it's subtle. It's like, it's very loud actually, but it's subtle the way that I feel that you vibrate these pieces for people. And it's not like a, this is where we're going, guys. You know, it's not that conversation. It's almost as if it has to wake up inside of the self before it comes into, into play with other people or even in a temple environment.
Yeah, feel, sure. Yeah. And I was going to say that getting to know yourself as a personal being is part of the journey of it, you know, like it's there's no sense of self or no sense of knowing how to have a boundary or no sense of where, you know, where I am near someone else, that next place can't really be experienced. So part of the journey is I guess to anchor that to some degree, but then there's the potential to open to something larger and something more than that includes the personal self, but it's not so much about me and what I want and all those kind of things dominating. And I think to also like what you were saying about the subtlety, I think that's a really important piece because what I see is that as people start on an awakening path, there's quite a lot that activates and there's quite a lot of density to move through actually. And part of that is, and you know, we've seen in the last few years a lot of the trauma pieces coming up individually and collectively, and I feel like that's all part of it really, to be moving through these dense energies and then to be connecting to the subtlety that's underneath that can infuse through. And for me, that subtlety is coming from a deeper place, and it's just where we start to really vibrate and move from a different place through those ways that we are in the world, and that starts to ripple and create a shift and a change that's beyond anything that the mind can make sense of.
Something that I've wrote a little bit about in the book as well was like that kind of if this is self-development, then like temple culture it doesn't seem to fit into that box, you know, it seems to live like somewhere far away. So yeah, I'm curious to see if do you feel like it fits into any box of like a mind can sort of grab onto. It just doesn't seem to like live there for me. It's like it doesn't feel like self-development or it's almost like I don't even know if it's transformational work anymore. It feels like evolutionary work is kind of words that I've been trying to put to it.
It's a good word. It's almost like the opposite of self-development and personal growth in some ways, because it's like, you know, personal growth and self-development is about strengthening the sense of self, and of course it's got its place, but really starting to open into temple culture and starting to shift to more, instead of the center of being in the personality, to more holding the center in the soul with an integrated personality, it's almost like at some level that identity that's been built up at some level needs to die, because it's not really, there's another place, I guess, that's beyond that. And so, you know, part of that can be going through some kind of death initiation. And I really think that that's what's happening collectively right now around the planet, is people really having to question who they are and what's important to them and the way they've been living their life, and really being confronted with deep questions. And of course, some people don't go into those questions. They go into distraction and addiction and all those kind of things, because they don't really have the tools and the resources. But at some bigger picture level, I think something is moving and opening. That doesn't fit into the box of personal growth.
100%. And it's interesting that we use the word temple as well, you know, because temple, I mean, you could use interchangeably church, you know, like a space of worship almost, you know. And I mean, I'm curious to hear your thoughts on that, like why you feel that that's the, yeah, like what's the kind of the link between that for you?
Between temple and church, you mean? Or
just and... like why we, like the sort, I mean, it's almost like a, you know, as I said, like, is it a noun? Is it a verb? Is it an adjective? Like, what is temple? And then I guess, like, why do you refer to the magic rituals or the things that are happening as a temple?
And it was, well, I guess you're right. It could be used interchangeably with the word church. And sometimes I actually do, but church usually has a lot more loaded connotations with it. Whereas temple more seems to hold a quality and a vibration of ancient rhythms and ancient knowledge and a space of people gathering that's not so, got so much weight behind it of different experiences and ideas that may not have, support, I guess, the more what the temple is kind of opening. But I think temple is also more than ancient as well. It's like it's a place of tuning into those ancient rhythms and knowledge, but it's also about opening to now and opening to beyond now and opening to accessing the energies that are going to support us to move through this collectively.
The Institute of New Paradigm Intimacy is a globally recognized year-long program that qualifies you to become a practitioner of the self-pleasure modality, assisting clients in how to open to their pleasure and create transformation in their lives. There's never been a better time for you to follow your calling and make a difference in the world by just being you. If you're curious about joining one of the fastest growing industries, reach out via social media or our website, newparadigmintimacy.com, or send over the syllabus.
Let's have the curiosity whether any, when you're working with the vibration of the temple, whether there's anything, you know, connected to, you know, I guess your understanding of ancient Egypt or ancient Rome or Greece or the temples that we're kind of, I don't know, I have this awareness of them, and I've realized a lot of it is not actually something I've read in a book. And I'm like, where did I come up with these concepts? And I actually went searching for them recently. I was like, it's quite hard to discover this, the understandings of what happened in these places.
I think it's almost like when you're starting to move in a frequency, like once you start to kind of hold a frequency of temple, it starts to open, it opens out wider to all temples, if that makes sense. So so then you can access or remember or intuitively connect with different things because you're in that kind of stream of temple. And what's really exciting, what we're really starting to notice now, as as temples now are starting to actually land in embodied places. And, you know, there's different places around the world. There's Haydn in New Zealand, and there's a temple forming in Samothrake in Greece, and another one in Finland. And there's others around the world that are happening. And what's really interesting is as these temples come online and people come together and gather and start opening that portal, then the particular frequencies and energies of that land and what that's holding have a portal to come through that particular temple with that, whatever flavor that is. So I think we're creating spaces and starting to move into streams of energy where we're starting to connect with this layer of knowledge, past and future, that's there.
Yeah, it is that opening up to no timeline experience, isn't it? Where it's like it's not backwards or forwards, it's just like it's everything in one moment. And I guess that's really what I guess that's the concept of magic, really, and how magic kind of moves in the world. It's like it's not about you know, often I think that people that I'm talking to and like journeying with this understanding of temple is it has such a yeah, it's having this overlap between a lot of different what would I say, like subcultures at the moment. So there's a lot of like people talking about you know, the Magdalene temples, and there's these temples of you know, medicine temples, and there's like so many different kinds of temples. And I suppose like the thread that I'm tracing through all of them is that part of no timeline. There's no like, it's not something we're going back in the past to reenact, and it's not something we're trying to create the future. We're not trying to resolve something. It's just like the present moment and how much can open up in the present moment. And it feels like you said, collectively, that's the place that we're trying to avoid right now. We're trying to really distract from that place. And so I get a sense of when we come into temple, there's almost like the group nervous system seems to hold more of the present moment. It's like when there's more people focusing on the present moment, more of it can open up. Which is that's I think what had me curious about, like, oh, I wonder, you know, how many people does it take to make a temple? You know, what is the you know, what's the invitations? A lot of people will talk about, like Dan and I were discussing, you know, when people come in and there's a certain invitation, how that creates a certain kind of temple. And it feels like there is a refining process that is sort of is happening right now, which is curious, because I feel like I'm actually curious how long you've been on the refining process, because I feel it has been so powerful to witness the magic of what can come out of the kind of temple that you're holding. And yeah, I mean, I actually have a question around, like, when you're feeling it inside of your body, is it a feeling that you're emanating outwards out of your body, or are you just anchoring deeper into self or something? Yeah, I guess the question is, what's happening on an embodied level?
Yeah, I guess for me, and I'm just working my language, because I'm not quite sure the context of who's going to be listening to this podcast, but I guess for me, I anchor into what I call like dark energy, which is not so much the dark energy that's in polarity with light, but more what's behind that emanates really from almost like the void space of emptiness and the potential of nothing. There's a dark light energy there. I tend to rest in that, really. So I don't deliberately emanate anything or try to even magnetize anything. It's just I just vibrate in that, almost like I call it, like almost marinating in that energy, and then I really trust what comes from that place. Yeah.
As you're saying, yeah, I can just feel a sinking experience into that. It's quite beautiful.
Yeah, and I think this is also part of the temples, because I think when you can access that dark energy, and that's the center of the temple, that really starts to open that deeper portal for more things to come come through that we hold as a field. And it's interesting what you're talking about the temples too, because in some ways it's all the same temple, right? There's one temple with these different pieces around, and each temple can potentially be holding a particular theme or a particular thread that's being explored. And I know some of the people I've been in connection with, you know, some of the there's gatherings that are more kind of looking at like the early childhood piece and how do we gather communities together to work with that and schooling in different ways. And then others, like even before that, like birthing these new babies and new souls into such magic in the way they're meeting their pregnancies and the way they're birthing and the support around them, which is completely giving a new experience right at the beginning. All the stuff that a lot of us have been repatterning and clearing, like that being is now being brought in a different way. It's like there's so much joy in my heart. And then others are, you know, really exploring synotropic gardening and permaculture and those kind of things. And then others are, like you're saying, like they're working with sex magic and working with medicines and different exploring that kind of thing. And others, and so it's, I feel like it's all the same temple, really. It's coming through these different themes. And yeah, it's beautiful to start feeling the connection starting to move more fully between the different expressions of what temple is.
It's so beautiful that you just brought up the child piece, because that's something that I have actually been experiencing. Like if somebody was to ask me like, oh, Victoria, do you want a child in this lifetime? I feel very, I feel really fine with not having a child or having a child. Like it's not, I don't really, I'd be happy to go this whole lifetime and not have a child. And yet there is like a very strong experience that I feel inside of the relationship that I'm in, where a child is kind of really coming into the field, as you might put it, sort of thing. It's like this experience of, oh, this is like, this is taking me, this is guiding me, it's like this is showing me that it wants to come in. And it feels like no part of the I that is Victoria would have made this decision or would even feel this way. And I find that like so wild. It's like I'm almost like, oh, this now this relationship feels like a temple, you know. It's like this, it's like things are starting to, you know. And it's the same for my beloved. Like he's not having the experience that he wants to necessarily have a child or not. And I can feel like he's like, I would say feels more resistant to it. He's like, I feel like I don't want this, but I can also feel this wants to come in. And it's not even necessarily, I mean, in lovemaking, but also just in our reality. And I wonder if about that, it's like when there's something, because I feel the way that we came together was in temple culture. I wonder if that is now just living its way through, you know, is in, and that's kind of where, you know, I'm kind of back to this conversation of like, is it a verb, is it a noun, is it an adjective? You know, it's like, because it's the temple hasn't got a start and a finish now, you know. It's like we don't enter the temple and something happens. It's like we're living our lives and this experience of the temple culture is starting to move through every moment, you know. And this is when I started to go, wow, what if I stopped running my business? Like, oh, we've got to get to the, you know, we've got to make ends meet and we've got to push to, you know, try and hit another number. And you know, it's like something else can just start to happen when we're living in that vibration rather than entering into the temple and then stepping back out of the temple.
Yeah, sure. And exactly, I think that it is about temple culture becoming a lived moment, not something you go to. And it's almost like in that old paradigm of really go to church once a week. It's not about that. It's actually to be for life. I mean, life can be a temple when it's integrated. It's a shifting from moving from living in a different place. And I do think that there is souls out there looking for the portal to come through. And it's, yeah, where, you know, I guess it's this next generation is going to be the ones living from the beginning. And they're looking for the portals to come through. Yeah, looking for the place. So it's beautiful to see that starting to happen.
Yeah, it's wild because I can feel all of my conscious mind would say this is a terrible time to bring a child into the world, you know, or this is like, you know, there's no stability, there's no you know. And it's really having me redefine what is stability then, you know, what has actually create stability. Is it a number in my bank account? Is it a certain amount of prosperity? And I feel like that is also a deep initiation for me into what I'm experiencing as temple culture, when I'm stopping looking for something. Like you spoke about the personal boundaries of the self. It's sort of, it feels like a similar experience to that. It's like, instead of thinking like how much maybe money can be attained for a child or a business or something, it starts to be more of the conversation of like, oh, there's actually ample abundance on the earth at all times. It doesn't matter whether we're going through, you know, crisis or we're going through something else. It's just like there's always energy there for us to kind of work with. And I think it's more about like how I'm working with that energy versus you know, trying to make something happen in a certain way because that's the way it's always been done.
Yeah. And do you think part of moving with temple culture is guidance is coming from a different place, and it's starting to learn how to recognize that and move with that, because it's usually coming from a place the mind can't know, because it's moving into the unknown. Yeah, from a different place. And so it's almost like as that comes in, the part of the temple culture, I feel like is learning how to trust that and move from that, knowing that the path will be revealed as you go along, because that's the point. And I feel like that's a big part of it, big part of temple culture. It can't come from the mind trying to work out a pros and cons list like you were saying, like looking at the world and going, well, this is a great time to bring something in, and it can't come from that place. It's got to come from a different place where there's a level of alignment that I just like the word that keeps coming to me is like it's like a stream. It's like stepping into this other stream of alignment that guides from a place that the mind a lot of the times can't make sense of. Well, certainly mine can't. Yeah.
100%. I love that. And I think that's a beautiful reflection of what you're speaking about, of like going into that void, dark space, because it's like I almost am experiencing when I have a similar kind of understanding of that, it feels like the resting actually reveals where the path is. It's almost like I have to go lean back to kind of come into whichever direction wants to happen, rather than like keeping on going forward and you know, charging forward. It's like it's hard to see anything from that place. And I think that's, yeah, if anything, that COVID has really brought that piece online for me even more. It's like, oh, you know, the decisions can't be made from the place of that pace of the world anymore, because the world doesn't move at that pace, which is quite exciting, really.
Sure. Yeah, I think there's something definitely about pausing and resting, and it's going into a deeper place of listening. And sometimes that moving forward from the mind place, a lot of times, not always, but at times that can be really coming from a contraction in the base, you know. It's like it's being driven by survival and survival fears. And of course we're animals, and survival is a natural part of the human experience. But I think part of going into the temple is starting to learn how to relax the base and starting to really drop into this place in the earth where we are loved and provided for, and we can drop into the abundance of the earth without that sounding like too much of a new agey spiritual bypassy thing. There is a place where that's actually quite grounded through the base, which is different to it sitting on top of the base and a bit, you know, up in the heights, where there's an abundance of resources that's available. And I'm not talking about mining for diamonds and uranium. I'm talking about the energetic resources and then that guiding and showing us what's next. And I think that's all part of the temple. It's starting to open into that, because the temple doesn't have to be the old spiritual pulpa model, you know. Mm-hmm. It's part of the temple is accessing the kundalini and the life force and the abundance of ecstatic that's in the earth, and working with that energy to support. But that, I don't really, there still needs to be a shift though from that being driven by personal desire and self-interest, because that's a different thing. And it's almost like I feel like that those resources that are there, I feel like the code to accessing them is frequency. And so it's not until there's a shift into this, into more being able to more hold a stable kind of soul frequency as a center, that you can start unlocking those, because it's almost like those resources, oh, these resources are now going to be used in a different way, not just to continually accumulating more and more and more and more and more to satisfy whatever personal desires. And of course it doesn't mean it's not okay to have personal desires and to be able to want to live in a comfortable and abundant way, but it's just a shift in the energy of the way abundance is worked with. That's how I see it.
I love that. I love that so much. I think the relationship that I'm currently in now, I think, has really shown me that. It's like anything that I was in my personal desires has almost just been called into, like, oh, is that even, do I even really, you know, why do I want that? Why does that, you know, if this is love and this is where love is driving and this is what is really true in this moment, how important is my personal desire? You know, and what is the personal desire for? I'm almost like planning for a rainy day. I started to realize, like, you know, it's like the personal desires that I was bringing into the relationship, I was like, oh, this isn't super relevant anymore. You know, it's like, this is what I thought I wanted. Now it's just like, it's like I get a deeper sense of just being with life, actually. I think like life seems to be the guiding force and revealing, rather than I've been almost questioning anything that I want nowadays is something I'm actually experiencing. It's like, what is it that what is it I want, and why do I want that? Because I feel that, and I think this has been such a beautiful time to reflect on that, because anything that, you know, 2 + 2 = 4 is not a reality that we're living in anymore. It's like I'm quite excited about what is happening through this death process that we're all a part of, and seeing what wants to occur from there.
Well, it's for me, it's also that this going, when the going through that death process, and that links into what you're talking about personal desires. There's nothing wrong with personal desires, and that's a part of development and those kind of things. But what I experience is when I'm collapsing those things, then what opens is a place that life can come through more fully. It's like life can then move through more fully and in a much more abundant and fulfilling and I'm just trying to find the words, it's almost like a fullness and satisfaction or something. It's just a completely different way than moving from, I think I want this, or I want this, I want this, I want this, I want this, I want this. It's something can move, something bigger can come through that feels like amazing in the body as an embodied experience.
I love that. Well, that feels like, I'm feeling that sort of coming to a close for all the places that we could go, could tangent onto more things, but I feel like there's an understanding now, actually. I feel that we've come to is, like, you know, how does the temple want to move in this next period, and how can it support people? But I wonder if there's anything that you want to share with people about how to kind of embrace the temple culture and in this time, if they're experiencing some fears and some challenges around being on earth at this time.
I'm imagining there's lots of people feeling challenges around that, you know. We're in an intense time, and it's also an exciting time, and you know, we're really at a place in humanity, it's like, what are we going to choose here? here, what's important to us, and like, it's the phrase that's coming through me is radical acts of love. It's almost like how does love want to move through, and love and life can't find the way to move through if the contraction and the fear and the is there. So I think part of it is being present with what's alive and what's activating, and holding space for the body to feel those things that might be there, whether it's fear or terror or anger or grief, to feel those things, and together with other people that are, if you can, depending where you are in the world, or even on Zoom, together and vibrate together, and starting to feel together this new emerging that's possible. And of course there's resources out there and places that people are doing this work, and wanting to be part of this emergence, and wanting to be in the stream of that, and wanting to be in the life of that. But part of it is the death, because this is a death for everybody, a death of life as we knew it. It's not going to be about going back to normal. And do we really want to go back to normal? You know, like, yeah. Do we want to open into what might the possibilities and potential of what can birth and emerge through this experience that we're having? Mm.
I love that so much. That was beautiful. Yeah, is there anything that you want to share about any trainings or anything that's coming up right now, or is that to be decided?
Yeah. I mean, it's not kind of my thing, but if you want to, you can find me on redearthtemple.com if you want to kind of know what's going on my Facebook page.
Beautiful. Yeah. Cool. All right. That sounds perfect. Well, thanks so much for joining us. And I hope this conversation is going to bring people some more feeling sense of perhaps what they're already feeling. Yeah. Thanks so much, Lee.
You are very welcome.